This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time for amusement.
Time for us to use that tool we call a noggin. Anybody ever call your head a noggin, Jennifer? Your noggin.
I'm sure once or twice.
Really? How about you, Victoria? Do you have a noggin?
I do. It's a nose.
A nose. The nose is the noggin.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, mine was always my head.
Karen, I know. The people get that mixed up.
Is it an Irish thing?
It is, yeah. Noggin, it's really. Like it's a Gaelic word. Yeah.
Nose. Look at that, folks. We haven't even been on the air in this hour for 60 seconds, and you learned already noggins are noses in Ireland. Woo-hoo! All right, Kara, what do you have to add to the conversation?
Yeah, I'm in shock. I've had my head called a noggin before. I had no idea it was a nose.
Okay, so this is the way it goes. This is why so many people are following us at DJV Show on Twitter. Stephen King has come over here. Instead of following Trump now, he's following us.
That would be nice. Deal.
Yeah.
A few retweets from him, that'd be great.
Yeah, right. I actually talked to him once on the phone. He owns a couple of radio stations in Bangor, Maine, which is where he comes from. And thus the reference, if you grew up on a farm, you'd know your way around. If you don't know the background of this, Stephen King has been following Trump on Twitter. And he has 3 or 4 million followers on Twitter, and he doesn't like Trump, and he's giving him shots all the time. And he took a shot at Ivanka, and Trump didn't like it, so he blocked him. So now J.K. Rowling says, okay, it's all right, I'll send you a direct message. But the interesting thing here, or one of the interesting things is, that all this stuff gets taken so seriously, one way or another. It is I felt earlier today like I was in some sort of a time warp. And I'll tell you why. When I saw pictures of James Hodgkinson, who's the guy that shot it up at the baseball game yesterday, he reminds me of a guy that I used to work with. And it's the resemblance is startling. And then I got into it a little bit further and found out this guy was from Belleville, Illinois, which is the town where my mother was born. And then you dig around even further, and I found 3 or 4 things, like 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. Who is this guy? And what was he doing there, and why was he as upset as he was? And I don't know that everything's been so clouded. Maybe you can help me. I look at this and try to find some direct answers, and I can't. It's all so clouded by the number of people who have commented online, the way this thing was handled by the local authorities. There were so many police and authority figures at this place. It must have, you know how in the TV shows they don't want you to mess with the evidence? I don't know how they found it, other than the guy had a rifle, which now I'm wondering, how did he get a rifle that close to him with all the... It's really...
But there was no security. That was the thing. There was only 2 Capitol Police officers on the field at the time. He was able to just walk right up and start shooting. They were just kind of out there in the open.
How did the Secret Service play into this?
There were 2 Capitol Police members. That was a security detail for Steve Scalise, because he's, you know, the upper level leadership in both the Democrats and the Republicans. Excuse me, get their own security detail. So that's Paul Ryan, that's Steve Scalise, that's Kevin McCarthy, Nancy Pelosi, and Steny Hoyer. They all get details. Mm-hmm. And so there was only 2 Capitol Police officers that were out there. This guy was able to go up to Representative DeSantis, who was leaving early, and said, are those Democrats or Republicans playing? He answered, Republicans, got in the car, drove off. This guy comes back a few minutes later, starts shooting. He was right behind the dugout, moved his way towards home plate, and
the police were there.
The only reason that... No, the only reason that he was neutralized is that the Capitol Police ran out after he had stopped Scalise and allowed Scalise to crawl off the field. They shot back after they had been shot themselves. Those are the two that were able to take him down.
I mean, I think it was Chuck Schumer who said he was speaking to one of the other senators who, or one of the other representatives who was there, and said that if the two police, the Capitol police officers, hadn't been there, it would have been just a bloodbath because nothing would have stopped that guy.
Right.
So thankfully, Scalise was there.
Bill said that.
Yeah.
That, but this, there isn't a day that goes by. Look at yesterday in San Francisco, the UPS facility.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And shoot, start shooting. Yeah.
Was that a disgruntled employee? I didn't really read much into that.
Well, he was an employee. He must have been somewhat disgruntled by definition.
Right. But, I mean, it wasn't just a random person who walked into.
No, he was somebody who worked there.
Right, right.
Yeah, they knew who it was. And so the craziness continues. And the conspiratorialists among us would say, oh, look at this, more gun control. Those who say that this is a, that the Alex Jones factor say this is a setup. They set it up themselves so that there could be more. The Democrats set it up. It's the Democrats who did it because they want more gun control, and if Republicans get shot, then the Republicans will go for gun control.
You know, that's the exact opposite of what we need right now in our country. Hearing that kind of crap, like, I'm so sick of it. And, you know, yesterday we talked about, like, let's hope that this doesn't get politicized. These are people's lives at stake, and it doesn't matter what side of the party you're on. You're a human being, you're serving your country, and no one deserves to be in a situation like that. And crackpots who have access to guns should be stopped. And I don't think anyone can disagree with that unless you're an actual whack job.
You can't find out who the crackpots are. That's the problem. You can't identify the crackpots.
Well, there are
holes in the system.
Well, there are plenty of people.
But there are lots of laws that.
Though.
Right, that's for sure.
Well, there's lots of laws that are not being followed. This was a guy who was in trouble just a few months ago for beating up his girlfriend and discharging his weapon into the air.
Didn't he lose his license? Is, he was a home inspector or something, and he lost his license.
He was a home inspector.
Yeah.
Why in
the
heck,
they take
that
gun
point,
away from you?
Are you not taken? Exactly. Why is your gun at that point not taken away from you?
The problem is
that there are so many laws already on the books that somehow we don't follow, that somehow people are able to escape. I don't know why. Why? I mean, that would be the question for police in Belleville. Why was he still allowed to have a gun after that?
It would be a question for all of us. The whole business of how to regulate. This is something we've been wrestling with, and we can't seem to come to a community consensus on how to deal with people who ought not to have a gun. I'm qualified to have a gun. If I wanted to have one, I'd have one. I have a license. I just don't want to have one. But there are some people who are like me who want to have them, and they have them. Okay? Does that immediately mean that they're qualified? No, because they're not tough enough.
Yeah, but the thing is that
the laws are not enforced.
Right, but there was a big rollback too of that loophole about people with mental health issues. So that was eased as soon as Trump got into office.
So
I forget, Jen, you probably know which exact law it was, but that was rolled back, and that was something that Obama had commented and said he was very disappointed that was rolled back, because that was an extra safety check layer for people who had mental illness and were known domestic violence abusers. So
see, I haven't heard it.
I've heard that.
Yeah. This was like in January or February.
But
this was early on.
This is the same thing that my mom was rattling off yesterday. I haven't heard about this, and I don't know. I'd have to look into
it. We talked about it on the show briefly, but we didn't really get into it. I'll look it up. But I'm positive it was one of the early ones from January.
If you follow the Constitution, which I like to, we get to own weapons. We get to own guns. And that's okay with me, because most people can do it responsibly. The problem is that somehow these laws that we have already on the books are going untested. I mean, they're going unused. And I don't understand. You know, we sit there and we play, well, how did he get a gun? How did he do this? My thought is, if he really was that crazy and he wanted to do this, he was going to do it no matter what. But why wouldn't they go through his house and take away his guns? Maybe they did. Maybe this is a gun he bought on the street. We don't know yet. But it's just, it's crazy to me that we've gotten to a time when the political temperature is so high that this kind of stuff is being fed. I mean, this is what all the mind of crazy people need, is to is to have this kind of motivation, and then they start shooting people up. It's so, oh, it's such a sad sign of the times.
Is it mental? Is it all the stuff we were talking about this week about drugs being available in society? More and more people are getting liquored up all the time. I saw something yesterday that is worthy of our consideration in terms of all the people that are now suffering from the effects of people who drive drunk on the road. 6 hours. It takes 6 hours after drinking for your body to eliminate alcohol from its system. The driver with a blood alcohol content of 0.08, which is the law, is 11 times more likely to be in a fatal accident than the driver who's not had anything to drink. 75% of the deaths on the highway occurring between midnight and 7 a.m. involve alcohol. There are spikes in DUIs at 7 o'clock, and then there are at 3 in the morning. 75% of drunk drivers involved in fatal collisions are not wearing their safety belts. Beer is the most common type of beverage. You know, and the reason I'm bringing all of this up is because it's so easy to consume 3 or 4 beers. It's so easy to get a hold of a beer, get a hold of alcohol, and then go out and use an automobile to create mayhem. So the same sort of thing can be said. You go to a bar, and you have 3 or 4 beers, you go home and get a gun, and you go do whatever it is that you want to do with a gun. Some of it's premeditated, and some of it's not. It's just so easy to do things to your body and your state of mind that change your body and your state of mind, and then the damage ensues. And so that's part of the human condition. I don't know that there's ever going to be anything that you can do. It's kind of the same, if I can axe grind here for a minute. Yesterday, Mattis, who's the defense secretary, was given approval to put more soldiers into Afghanistan. Do you know how mindlessly stupid that is? It is beyond belief that anybody thinks that you're going to be able to wipe out the Taliban with 5,400 American men and women in uniform. Even if you send another 5,400, you send another 54,000, you send another 540,000, you're not going to do it. So we have these things that maybe sound like they're distinct, but they aren't. There's a correlative here between all of us. And we show what really happens here, and this is part of what you talk about on conversation programs like this, frailties of being a human being. We are human beings. We make mistakes. We do dumb things. We do wonderful things. We fall in love. We don't like people. We fall in hate. It just is the way we are, and there's no such thing as perfection. You're never going to get perfection. And I think because the population is growing as much as it is, as fast as it is, I don't even think we're going to be able to keep up with. Yeah, but I like that. Mr. Friendly, nice guy thinks he feels like on days like today, it's like throw your hands up in the air. There's so much of this crazy stuff going on, drugs, alcohol, and people who are angry because they don't like this or they don't like that. They can get a gun and do whatever they want to. That's going to be our epitaph. When human beings are gone and people they find books or records of what went on, they'll look at them and think, what kind of a species is this? I can see some ant that takes over the planet. Who are these? What kind of beings were these crazy people? But it is. It's craziness. But yet, what would we have to talk about if it wasn't for the crazy? We can all wish for the best. I want the best because I want my grandson, I want your child, Victoria, your child, Jennifer, to live in peace and harmony, have a wonderful life. Yeah. You can isolate them to a point, but I don't know how much you're going to isolate them. I want Miles to be isolated from all of this stuff. But is that going to be possible? How is it going to be possible when most people give one of these devices to kids when they're, 8, 9, 10 years old? Look at this stuff, and then the circle needs to. How does the circle get broken? That's food for thought. All right, so we've now made your first few minutes with us quite unpleasant. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This. Oh.
Wow.
Scratching the blackboard. Oh my God. This is going to be a short conversation.
He holds his notes so long.
Wow.
Yoko Ono's reissue project continues with the arrival of 3 more LPs from her career. You know what?
Oh, come on.
Nah,
throwing that away.
Have a little.
Well, I have an add-on to this, Doug, that is is an important add-on to the story. Yesterday, Sean Lennon, who is Yoko Ono and John Lennon's son, went to the National Music Publishers Association, and Imagine was awarded the song, Centennial Award, so Song of the Century. And in the clip, when Yoko was there to accept the award on John Lennon's behalf, they played a clip of John Lennon from an interview that apparently Yoko had never heard before, and he says in the clip, Imagine should have been credited as a Lennon-Ono song. If it had been anyone other than my wife, I would have given them credit. So then the association actually did declare it a Lennon-Ono song and gave Yoko a second award for the Song of the Century.
This song?
For Imagine, yep.
The Song of the Century.
That's what it was awarded, yep.
You know, I don't know if I'd give it the Song of the Century, but it's been a very impactful song. I'll give you that. There's a lot in this song that I agree with, frankly. I listen to it, and it's sort of what we were just talking about, right? Listen to it for a second. This is what we were just talking about.
I think it would be on the list for Song of the Century, probably.
It's at least one. I mean, it's remained relevant the entire time, and the content of it is relevant.
I can't really think of anything else that I would put as Song of the Century, though. Like, top of mind, there's really nothing else.
Oh, well, sure, the thong song.
All right, so there's that. I get away from Yoko Ono. Oof, what a headache. Van Morrison. Time for Van the Man to join Willie Nelson's Traveling Outlaw Music Festival. Wow. They stop in Pennsylvania on September 10th. He fills out the lineup that includes Willie Nelson, Do I go back to, is it Avett? Did I get that
Avett
right?
Brothers.
The Avett, them too. Sheryl Crow, Lucas Nelson, Promise of the Real and Particle Kid. What is that?
Promise of the Band.
Good God. Anyway, this is the only date for Van Morrison on the East Coast for the whole year. I've been a huge fan of Van's for as long as I can remember. I'm thrilled that he'll be on this lineup in Hershey, said Willie Nelson. Tickets for the Hershey Park Stadium stop of the Outlaw Music Festival tour go on sale the 16th of June. The 16th is...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes it is. Thank you. I'll look up the calendar. So, anyway, Bob Dylan is supposed to be at one of the performances, this one in Milwaukee. What's the history of this? I don't remember specifically what the history is.
Well, apparently it just began as a one-day thing in Scranton, Pennsylvania,
really?
Last September. And because it was so popular, Willie decided to take it on the road.
Do it again. Yeah. All right, speaking of popular, The Weeknd released the dates for the second phase of his extensive Starboy Legend of the Fall tour. After headlining the Firefly Festival in Dover, Delaware next Saturday, he heads to Europe for a series of gigs through the rest of June and July, coming back to North America for a loop in September and October. So what do we need to know about this guy, The Weeknd? Very popular.
Phillip. Yeah, super
rich.
Popular. Yeah, well, what was his ranking, Jen? We were just talking about him on
Five. Yeah.
Number five for the highest grossing celebrities.
Really?
2017. Yeah.
Wow. Expanding. Good for him. Congratulations. Success is always cool. 28 past the hour.
Desire can wreak havoc on your emotional well-being. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carthy. I'm not sure that there's any actual suffering without desire. Think about that. If you want something and you can't have it, you suffer. If you want to be with someone and you can't, you suffer. If you want to be out of pain and you can't be, then you suffer. In each case, desire is the crux of suffering. So what can you do? Well, you can't force others to like you or be in love with you. You can't make pain, emotional or physical, just go away. And you can't always have what you desire. But what you can do is work on how much you desire something. The way to do that? Well, through your self-talk. If you can learn to tell yourself that, yes, you want something, but no, it's not the end of the world if you can't have it, then you have a significantly better chance at not being devastated and not having all that you desire. For more on tempering your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5, 1-800-656-9775.
Hi, 34 at the hour. Signs that you're ready, willing, and able to participate in the day is the fact that you're here. It is the 15th of June. Ides of June are upon us. I think we've dusted off all of the yucca bunga stuff in the last half hour, so let's move into another zone on the DJV experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen with some food news. Tyson is recalling 2 million pounds of chicken. Tyson Foods, the largest, let's see, it's Tyson and then Purdue, I think, the two largest. And I say this because I know that it's farming related, but I almost think of them as manufacturers. You know,
yeah.
There's a chicken plant. It's not a chicken farm anymore. It's a chicken plant. And the chicken that comes in from all these areas, I was in the Trader Joe's last night looking at all the various things. I love Trader Joe's. There's something about going there. I don't know what it is. It just seems so cool and compact. People are very willing and happy to serve you. They're always, when I go in there, it's always late. Like by the time I got off the tractor last night, it was dark. I got to Trader Joe's about 5 minutes of nine, and they're just getting ready to close, so they're putting out all the fresh stuff for tomorrow. Oftentimes they go on Sunday when it's the worst time to get produce because it's all the old rotten stuff from last Thursday and Friday. They haven't gotten a new shipment and they won't until tomorrow, so not a good time to go food shopping. But last night I found the best cherries and all the kinds of great fruit and things that I love. And as I'm walking around the store, I see all these various chicken products. And they're all prepared. That's one of the things about when you go to Trader Joe's. Most of the stuff that's there is prepared, in a manner of speaking. And they got more things, more variations on how to fix chicken than you could ever possibly imagine. Every kind of chicken that you can think. I don't eat it, but I know that some people find it a good staple. Anyway, so Tyson's says yesterday there are 82,000 cases of chicken products that are not labeled properly. They may contain milk, thus contain an allergen. These are mostly ready-to-eat breaded chicken patties sold only to the food service industry, so they're not in grocery stores. But if you go to the Marriott Hotel and order chicken something or other, you're probably getting something that came from Tyson as chicken something or other.
Yeah. Also and a lot of schools, that's right. If kids have an allergy to milk, then that's bad.
Yeah, right. Why do kids have so many allergies now? Everybody get to the root of that.
Everybody does.
What's
I know, think about peanut allergies, how those have just sort of skyrocketed.
Right.
Well, a lot of people say that it's vaccine-related because there's a peanut oil is used as a stabilizer in a lot of vaccines, and that's where kids are first exposed to it. And so that's kind of what talks a lot about that.
Yeah. There's a lot of controversy about vaccines now, for sure.
Tons, yep.
Some people say it's because of GMOs, that the impact of genetically modified organisms on our food are causing people to react to the food because it's not natural or normal.
Could be.
Whether that's an argument or not, I find because I'm a farmer and because I do a program every week called the American Family Farmer, which hopefully many of you listen to, because it's about the food system, it's about foods, about farms. And I've decided that we are having, because of some research that I did for some of the programs that we're working on, and actually some of the advertisers that we're working on. And I think what we're doing, in a way, Victoria, you're strong on this. I think Jennifer, you've been listening with concern about the consternation, if that's the right word, around GMOs. Most people in this country, a plurality of people, think that, or are maybe better than think, will tell you they're worried about the effects of GMO on our health. They're not sure why. They think that GMOs harm the environment. It's about the same number of people. In fact, people are worried, what does it do to us and what does it do to the environment? So I came across a book called Food Fight. You might want to look this up for purposes of discussion. Food Fight, GMOs and the Future of the American Diet, by a fellow named McKay Jenkins. He says, and this is what really struck me, it's not the GMOs by themselves, it's the industrial agricultural system that they power now. The family farmer is being tossed out in favor of the huge corporations that are controlling land and the food. Jenkins points out genetic engineering has been limited to America's commodity crops. You know, they won't let them.
They're banned in Europe.
Place else.
And in Japan.
We're the only ones dumb enough to be doing it here.
Well, we have Monsanto here.
Yeah, and they're usually the bad guys.
Yep.
But it goes further than that, this guy points out. There is a study going on right now that I just read about, as a matter of fact, Victoria. DuPont owns Pioneer, which is another big source for corn seed. And they're testing some stuff. The impact, the GMO part of this, it's it goes so much deeper into everything so that it's almost impossible to get away from this stuff. So there is confusion, though, aplenty. Remember I had the conversation, Kara, with McGraw-Milhaven, who's a very important host in St. Louis. McDonald's, good Doug. Monsanto's headquarters are St. Louis, in St. Louis. And the people in St. Louis love them because they pay for parks, they pay for buildings, they are involved and ingratiated into the town so that people look beyond what the impact is of what they're doing. They're trying to convince you through their good works that GMOs are fine and that we're having the wrong argument about GMOs. The anti-GMO groups, though, are, you know, they quote science. It's kind of like the vaccine stuff. It's kind of like most of the things that we have in science. The people who say vitamin C is good for you and other people say it isn't. It depends on, it's climate change. Some people in science say it's really horrible, the Earth's coming to an end. Other people say, nah, it's just the progress of the Earth. So who do you believe? And they've thrown enough mud against the wall so that people now are beginning to think, well, maybe there is something to this. Maybe we've got to feed the world, you know, all of this stuff. But it isn't. I think we're losing sight, and maybe it's because I'm a traditional American family farmer. I'm a dairy guy. I have cows. And so when I see what's happening to people like me who can't compete anymore because of the huge amounts of money that are put into these companies, and they buy all kinds of synthetic fertilizers, and they grow small numbers of, like, most of the corn and soybean guys, that's all they grow. They use nitrogen, they use all kinds of things that make their product more valuable, or they have more of it. The average supermarket, this is where the rubber hits the road. The average supermarket has 46,000 different products in it. Did you realize that? When you go to the grocery store, there are something like 46,000 different products in the store. And a good percentage of those are built out of a couple of grains, which are mostly GMO. And so the industrial system of raising the things that help us create the food that we have contributed, in my estimation, to the obesity epidemic and the allergies that we're talking about here. And so whether you know it or not, 94% of the food that you're eating has some kind of GMO connection to it. It's impossible. The reason I'm telling you the story is because it kind of goes with what I was talking about in the last half hour, which you can find, by the way, if you didn't hear the last half hour, go to TuneIn Radio on your computer, your mobile device, and do a search for Doug Steffen now, and you can listen to the first half of hour number 3, in which I talk about the shooter and the ladies and I involve ourselves in a conversation about gun control and who gets access and what in the world is happening, how are we ever going to get control of anything. Well, here's another way for you to get a headache. Look at the food situation and how it's changed. Do you know 20 years ago, less than 7% of our food had any kind of GMO connection to it whatsoever? In 20 years, these people have basically inveigled their way into 94% of the food system. So it's kind of like what I just said a half hour ago. It's unstoppable. It's unchangeable. So why get your liver in a quiver about it? Just make your own choices. Do what's good for you. And I should just stop. Do you think, ladies, I should just stop talking about this?
No, not at all. This is something that's really important to me. And the way that we can choose is food labeling. And that's been dropped. And that our government has not protected us. And our government has not allowed us to have transparency of the things we're consuming. I mean, that's just,
why is that,
you know,
up to the government? Why can't we just
have, because they didn't pass food labeling laws. They didn't pass the food labeling laws that would have to say if something is...
They passed the Food Safety Security Act, which did nothing...
Which did nothing.
Put a lot of farmers out of business. That's all that did.
Yeah, but I mean, the food labeling...
don't we want companies to take responsibility, though? I mean, if we're going to use, if we're going to shop and if we're going to use their merchandise, I think the pressure has to be on the companies to just do the right thing. I don't know if it's another law. I mean, in California, I thought it was so crazy. We had on the ballot a few years ago something that would require food labeling, and everybody that I know voted on it, but yet it still didn't manage to pass. And that was Democrats, Republicans. It wasn't a partisan issue. So I think that you have so much of the lobbying effort that want to prevent these food producers from actually putting anything on their wrappers. So then it goes, okay, does it matter if the government's even involved at all? Shouldn't it instead be the free market saying, look, we want you to label things or we're not going to shop for your products?
Mm-hmm. But even if someone, and I understand what you're saying, but even if a company says, oh, here's everything that's in our label and, you know, Scout's Honor, this is what it really is. If there's no regulation to make sure that it is what they say it is, then there's no protection.
Hold on. Just a second. It isn't regulation, it's enforcement.
Enforcement.
And that's
okay.
The difference. There is no enforcement.
But you need a law to enforce, though. Right now,
there
is
plenty
no
of
law.
Laws. Well, the laws come
no, there's
the
no. Right. There is no law that says you have to disclose if you have genetically modified ingredients. There's no law. That was part of the problem that the ball got dropped. That's a big, big, I take issue with that. It's a big problem. So there is no way to enforce a law that doesn't exist.
The ball didn't get dropped. Lobbyists came in and took over. You're never going to get this law passed because the lobbying effort for these
lobbyists now
is so
have control.
Strong.
That's what we're talking about. The lobbyists for Monsanto.
Look
what they did in California. Let's just stop there. They spent $14 million to convince the voters that farmers didn't want the labeling. Do you realize how crazy that is? The farmers were the first ones in line to want to have labeling. But because you can say anything in a, and I'm kind of like cutting my own throat here, in a 60-second commercial that runs, farmers in California are upset because this will cause them to have to do more work. BS. Doesn't cause them to have to. They don't put the labels on. They go to the stuff goes to the processing plant. That's where the labels get put on, unless you're selling the stuff direct at the farm. There are all kinds of things that don't require you to label things that are on your own farm that people can say, okay, I'll go in the field. I see the raspberries. Yeah, that's fine. They look good to me. I'll buy them. Yeah, that's the.
Well, part of the other problem, and beyond Monsanto, the corn lobby and the soy lobby are also like they're like the big three. It's Monsanto, the corn, and the soy. Corn and soy is in almost everything that we consume, and I personally do not. I try to avoid all of it because it's really bad for you. And yet, you can't have. It's very hard to find any kind of corn that isn't genetically modified. You can say it's organic, which means it isn't sprayed with pesticides, but the seed is already genetically modified. It's very, very hard unless you find some sort of heritage farm that's been around since the 1800s. There are some, but it's hard.
My seed from open pollinated seeds in Pennsylvania where I get it, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois.
Yeah, you can find it. It's just not
hard.
It's hard.
No, believe me, the Monsanto and Dow try to buy up all of those farms and put them out of business.
Yeah.
Or they'll sue them because supposedly what they're doing affects what they're growing.
So if you have a product, let's say like a granola bar, and you claim that it's non-GMO, or you want to say it marketed as that,
Forget it.
It has corn syrup in it, or if it has any kind of soy product, which soy byproducts are in so many things if you read labels, you can't actually claim that it's non-GMO because most of that is genetically modified. So that's why these lobbyists are pushing for this, for the non-food labeling, because they'd have to literally revamp their entire recipes and the way that they produce their products.
So, I come to the same conclusion I did a half hour ago about the guns. I throw my hands up in the air and say, okay, I know what I can do for me. I know what you can do for you. We have individual choices to make, and that's it. At the end of the day, you're not going to legislate this stuff anymore because there's too much power in the hands of the people you were just describing, Jennifer. You're not going to. And so you live your own life
being screwed
as best you can, and that's it. You smile because you're going to be married a week from Saturday. That's it. All right? Hooray, Bear.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. That's it. It's 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan with a focus on things that are all things apps. That's a what a great word that is, isn't it? APPS, an app. You have apps? You think you're protected? Ha ha! Have we got news for you right after this?
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
All right, let's get to the matter at hand here. Warning, danger, danger, Will Robinson. Do not download that antivirus app without doing a lot of research because...
Because, according to a new report from a cybersecurity company called RiskIQ, which is one of the bigger firms out there, hundreds of apps masquerading as antivirus protectors are actually carrying malware. By downloading these apps, thinking you're doing the right thing by protecting yourself, you're actually giving yourself a virus. The report comes after, of course, the WannaCry, the ransomware attack that happened. Was that a month ago now or more than a month ago? That attacked the Windows operating system. So if you're a MacBook user or Mac user, you're kind of okay in this instance. But for the rest of the world, and more people use Windows and PCs than Macs, so... You have to be careful if you're a PC user. What happens is when these types of cyber criminals have a big ransomware outbreak, people automatically start Googling, what can I do to protect myself? And the first thing that you think of is loading some antivirus software onto your computer. But if you don't really read the reviews and make sure that they're legit, then you're just setting yourself up for actually exposing your computer to a lot of different malware. And in most cases, you may not even know that it's on your computer because it's from the background taking your data, and then they sell it to third parties, and then they can access your bank accounts, and it just gets snowballed. So you have to really, really be careful. One of the things that RiskIQ says you can do is always look for grammatical errors in the app description. That's always a telltale sign that, you know, it's some hacker or probably from another country and there's, you know, broken English. So that should be a red flag. If there are hundreds of positive reviews, you're probably okay. Read through the reviews. Read the fine print. Before you download the app, make sure you understand what it's asking you to give them permission to do. If it seems like it's out of whack, like they shouldn't have access to your bank account, these are things that people don't read in the fine print. So you have to, you have to really be vigilant about it. And one other thing you can do to protect yourself, it's a Google subsidiary called VirusTotal. And you can go and you can enter in any URL if you find, you know, a company that has antivirus software. Take that URL, put it into VirusTotal, and it will tell you if it's legitimate or not. So there are a lot of steps that you can take, and we'll put this up on the Facebook page, too, to help everyone make sure that they are protecting themselves as best as possible.
What do you make of the President of France and the Prime Minister of Britain going after websites that harbor terrorist content?
Well, it's necessary, I think. I mean, look, with what England and France has been through, and then when they trace it back, and a lot of that stuff, there were clues online all along, I think it's an important step.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so amazing how our lives are affected, all of us, whether we get it or we don't get it. By all of this stuff that came about as a result of technology changing so rapidly in the last, 20 years or so, 25 years?
The world
is an amazing reality. It's 59 past the hour, the DJV show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.